Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Buying interest for hogs in the Midwest is expected to remain good today, with prices called fully steady to firm. Terminals are called steady to higher, with top prices from $48 to $53. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $48. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, May 1st, negotiated swine purchases were $10,241. For the base market hog, on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $62 to $73. The weighted average, $70.02, a gain of 95 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $45.70 to $58. The weighted average, $54.71. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $17,530. The base price range was $63 to $77. The weighted average, $72.44. A gain of 41 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $47.70 to $58.50, and the weighted average was $55.44. Joining us now in the studio with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And first off, I'll just say yesterday we saw signs that the rain area in the Midwest would probably be a little bit farther north than what the models were indicating in the previous day, and that is holding true today. So there will be planting in the Midwest Corn Belt, but it's going to be hard to assess just how much because of the variability in the weather and the variability in the planting rates already. So I'm sure as we talk to our analysts this week, there's going to be a lot of discussion about that. What will the numbers be next Monday on the planting rates? Of course, planting is behind compared to the five-year average. Of course, the five-year average is skewed fairly early in the season, as there have been several seasons of late where planting has gotten off to a quick start. This year, not quite so quick. We're only to the 2nd of May, so we're really only into that part of the year that's the peak time for planting. We're certainly not late yet. But we are going to have some concerns with the weather here over the next couple of weeks, as there will be some areas that will remain too wet. But I think the thing to point out is not all areas will remain too wet, and that's going to be the rub as far as trying to assess all of this. When we look at the last week or so, southern parts of the Midwest, including southern Illinois and Indiana, got some of the least amount of rain, so that's probably where progress was the best. But now, those are the areas that are going to get the most rain over the next couple of days, so that's where progress will be the least. So I'd say the southern third of Illinois, southern third of Indiana, Kentucky, central and southern Missouri, growing areas there are probably going to not really have much progress here over the next few days. In fact, the radar is lighting up right now. There is rain in western Illinois, basically from just south of Jacksonville and Carlinville on southward. And in eastern Illinois, there isn't much rain yet, but there's some in Cumberland and Clark counties, out over in Indiana, around Terre Haute and just south of there. So along the I-74 corridor, some precipitation has developed. So along and south of I-70 is where it's going to be wettest. There will be scattered showers in central Illinois today, probably in general as far north as I-72 and in eastern Illinois, I-74. You go north of there, there's going to be little, if any, rain. In fact, the next couple of days are going to be quite dry across northern Illinois and northern Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin. Much of Ohio will remain dry the next few days, so that will allow for some access to the fields. Now, Iowa's an interesting case. The maps are looking a little bit wetter for Iowa than a couple days ago, but there again, it depends on what part of Iowa you're looking at. For the next couple of days, I think the southwestern portions of Iowa stand the best chance of getting some rain and northeastern portions of Iowa will be dry. So much of Iowa will have some planting progress, but as we get to the end of the week, there might be some showers and thunderstorms out that way. Now, as we go into the weekend, it looks like the eastern portions of the Corn Belt will stay dry. Some of the western areas could have showers and thunderstorms to continue to cause some scattered delays there. And then as we go through next week, it looks like periodic showers and thunderstorms moving through the Midwest Corn Belt. So it's going to be a mixed bag, not only in terms of where it rains, but how much. And earlier this morning on our regular weather broadcast, I pointed out the fact that in Champaign-Urbana yesterday, a thunderstorm developed. Some of the north side of town got an inch of rain in a short period of time, under 45 minutes. Well, on the south side, around the Willard Airport, zero for the rainfall. And that's part of what's hard to assess as well. When you get these springtime thunderstorms, sometimes they'll be hit and miss, and that'll make a big difference on whether your field can gain access or not, or whether you can gain access to your field or not, just depending on whether you're hit or missed. And that's the case throughout the summer season, but sometimes it's good to point that out when everybody's trying to get very precise on exact amounts through a whole Midwest Corn Belt region. Anyway, we'll keep you updated on the weather each day through the growing season. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 490, up 3, last trade down 2.5. May wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 483, down 5.5, last trade down 5.5. July, 504, up 3, last trade down 2. May corn opened at 366 and 3 quarters, down 3 quarters, last trade up 2.5. July, 379 and a half, up 2, last trade up 3.25. December, 379, up a half, last trade up 3.5. May beans open at 739, down 2.25, last trade down a half. July, 756, down a quarter, last trade up 3/4. November, 783, down a half, last trade up 1.5. May soybean meal opened at 199.30, up 120, last trade up 120. May soybean oil open at 33.34, down 5, last trade down 5. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Clayton.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
December corn overnight, Clayton, finished above its 20-day moving average on a closing basis. But I suppose you really want to look at prices around 386 to 388 to confirm whether or not we're in an uptrend.
Oh, I think personally, I think it'd take more improvement than that to really, reestablish an uptrend. I think, getting close above 390 area, something like that, would turn some heads. But it's very possible just kind of widening the trading range here, too. This market has gotten awfully oversold and maybe a little bit ahead of itself in terms of thinking that, even with the bigger planters and so forth these days, that we can make such rapid progress as is needed. And now all of a sudden, obviously, that's kind of called into question.
The call for the corn this morning?
2 to 4 higher, I'm hearing, and beans about a half to one higher. Wheat continues to really struggle here and is going to be probably down a couple in the July contract.
You look at November beans, it's quickly closing in on the 50-day moving average. Overnight that was 795 and a quarter. Do you think there are buy stops above the market?
Yeah, very probably. I think anybody playing these markets from either side would be well advised to have protective stops in there either way, because they're thinking, boy, all these markets as we've seen in the last few months can just once they make up their mind, take no prisoners. But I think we could very easily be facing some more buy stop action in the whole bean complex. And what's different this time, it seems like, is the meal is the one that's come alive. Yesterday, oil had just single-digit gains, whereas it's been the leader for many months now, and meal has just been absolutely incapable of mounting any kind of strength at all yet. Yesterday, the tables turned, and meal was up about $5. So It's a totally different feel right now. It'll be very interesting to see just how firm these beans can get on this.
You look at a meal chart, Clayton, and there doesn't appear to be any resistance for about another $10.
Yeah, I agree. That stuff's just getting beat up so relentlessly, it's not even funny. And to now finally see a sign of bottoming, I can imagine you've got, the potential for a lot of short covering, and I think meal users out there would probably be very well advised to go in there and start pricing something now that we at least see a sign of life there.
Over in the wheat, it plunged yesterday, but I suppose strength in the corn and the soybeans helped to pull it up, and I guess we call it a reversal, although I'm not so convinced it's a very good one.
Yeah, well put. Wheat's a tough call. I'm kind of surprised, very surprised they hammered it as hard as they did between 2 days ago and early yesterday, but it was a good comeback. I'm not sure if that glass is half full or half empty. Amazingly, some of the tour results have come back from the state of Kansas, and I guess some of the areas they've worked on so far, they came out with a yield estimate of 40 bushels per acre, and it's 40.6 a year ago, which that's absolutely astounding, I think, with the alleged freeze damage, to come up with a yield loss that small. Of course, the jury's still out, and these are just estimates, but that's going to make it tough for wheat to continue with much strength here, I think, in the short term.
Thank you, Clayton.
Okay, thank you.
Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities. You're listening to WILO Urbana, broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.